Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction.
Deep into the sex zone.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh God. Okay.
Are we all good, ladies?
Wow.
Queer AF.
Shout out to Joanna Burns for making that dope intro you just heard. All right.
Here's the show. Ba-dum, ba-dum. That's the NPR Politics podcast.
All right.
Amanda's announcer voice kills me every time. It's at the beginning and the end. Go back and listen to the episode. It's like, hi and welcome to...
Hello.
What's the name of our show?
Hello and welcome to Queer as Fiction. I'm your host, Zaddy Amanda. I have my co-Zaddy to my right. Yeah.
Hello. It's co-Zaddy Ashley. I've been watching too much Great British Bake Off.
And I'm step-Zaddy Kirsten.
And James in the background. Baby Zaddy.
With our baby Zaddy, James. Cool. We would do a segment called What's Kirsten Drinking?
Let's make up something you're drinking. Okay.
Kirsten, today, what are you drinking today?
Today I'm drinking
Damn, you're not good at thinking on your feet.
All I can look at is the charcoal. Today I'm drinking a... Fuck, I really can't think of it. Skip it. I'm not drinking anything. It's a lie.
Wow, it got dark real
fast. I can't lie to you guys.
Okay, George Washington. Is it George Washington or Lincoln who can't lie?
George Washington.
Okay.
I feel like they all lie.
Today on the segment, What's Kirsten Drinking? We're actually going to go to Ashley. Ashley, what are you drinking today?
I'm drinking Purple Drank, brought to you by Lil Wayne.
Delicious. Okay.
Last time on Queer as Fiction, we heard about tomatoes. What's in store this time?
Today's story.
God. Don't read it like that. Like, okay, today's story. Sexual QVC host. Also,
today's story is called Luscious and Wild. What do we think Luscious and Wild is about?
It's about teenagers who just bought their first Wet n Wild chapstick or lip gloss.
And so they're kissing each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just like, my bet.
Just like 5 pages of teens kissing?
Yeah.
Okay.
AKA the fan fiction I wrote as a child.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's a sexy Pantene commercial that just, like, gets really nasty really fast.
So they're on, like, set.
Yeah, luscious hair and yeah. Wild sex.
Okay.
Zaddy? Zaddy Amanda?
So I think that Luscious and Wild is about two women in the woods
with How much blankets. Dirt?
No dirt involved.
No dirt. They have blankets. But they're in the thick of the wild.
But do they have bug spray and sunscreen?
I mean, I hope so.
Okay. Yeah, because we can't have a good sex scene without proper protection.
Wait, hang on. I want to go back. Ashley said that she wrote fan fiction.
Let's revisit that. What was that about?
Okay, here's the thing. I never actually had the courage to write fan fiction, but I had 2 to 3 gigantic binders that I would print in the middle of the night of fan fiction, mainly Harry and Hermione fan fiction.
Interesting.
And I haven't thrown them away. They're still at my parents' house because I can't get myself to throw them away. But when I say giant binders, you know how most people had like the 1-inch binder for school?
Mm-hmm.
They were like the 3-inch binders. And my parents were like, she's mad because they had to buy me so much ink. But all of them were always about like, I feel like the best fanfics are about like, you have to pretend that you're a couple, but you're not actually a couple, but then you fall in love. Those are my favorite fanfics. You got any favorite fanfic?
I did read fanfiction. I actually read some Femslash.
What's Femslash? I don't know.
That's basically lots of sexy stuff.
Oh.
Lots of sexy stuff.
I never read the, what did they call it? There was like fluff, and then there was, what was the name for dirty fanfiction?
Isn't that Slash?
I thought Slash was when it was like, Draco slash Harry or something, when it's like mixing two genres of people.
I mean, maybe, because I read Elphaba and Glinda. Yeah. Slash.
Yeah.
So
I think it's like You guys tweeted us the name of what you call dirty fanfiction. There's definitely an... Oh, smut. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever read fanfic? I don't see you as a fanfic person.
The only fanfic I've read is Lewis and Harry from One Direction fanfic.
Larry, you're a Larry stan?
I just love the storylines people build for them on Tumblr. It's so interesting. So that's the extent of my fanfiction knowledge.
I just... Yeah, I feel like... I only read a couple of stories, but the idea of a green vagina is like burned into my mind.
Is that
why is it green?
Alphaba and Galinda?
Oh, okay. That's why. Oh, okay, I thought we were talking about Harry Styles.
Oh. Yeah, I was like, wait, I don't remember that.
You don't remember Harry Styles' green vagina?
How? Okay, truth or dare, when's the last time you read fan fiction? Do you still read it?
No. I feel like I've written fanfiction before.
We gotta read your fanfiction. Next episode, we're reading your fanfiction.
Yeah, we have to.
Well, it's not anything. I used to write friend fiction.
No, what is that?
Oh my god, friend fiction? That's so sad.
What is friend fiction?
Friend fiction is fanfiction with your friend. Okay, here's the thing is I would get bored when I worked at Grubhub a lot. Uh-huh. So I would be like chatting with my friends and I'd be like, give me two people in the office who you would never think would get together.
Cool.
And I would write like three paragraphs of them hooking up. And like send it to my friend.
I call that
okay. That
bone
is
or
also
no bone.
Such a HR violation.
Yeah.
How did you not get fired?
Just writing smutty stories about people in your office
and sending it to my friend.
I thought friend fiction was like unrequited crush fanfic.
No.
Yeah, that's just, what I thought it was going to be like.
I've done it at BuzzFeed too.
Tell us off air.
Okay.
Who you wrote friend
fiction
about. I feel
like you're lying about not having any fan fiction we could read.
Yeah, I want to read some.
Damn it. Sorry.
Well, there's going to be an episode where we each have to write.
I think we all should write some.
I would love to write
some. Okay, can you guys tweet at us and we're going to pick the best selections of, you have to give us a pairing each to write at. Like, who you want us to write about. Like, Amanda, I want you to write about Harry Styles and, you know, whatever. Oof,
but if I don't know who those people are...
It's fine. No,
you have to do your research.
If
someone gives you tomato, you're going to have to.
If you want
to
give me real people, I'll
give
do
us
it
a
too.
Topic and a person.
Yeah. And we'll each write a paragraph of fan fiction.
That sounds so fun. I'll do it.
Okay, guys, this is an official segment now. Give us a topic like tomato or Dracula and give us a pair that we have to write about and tweet at each of us and we'll pick one and write a paragraph about it.
But none of the pairs should involve either of us.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, please don't
put
us.
That's the rule.
We won't do it.
Okay. All right. Is everybody ready for Luscious and Wild?
Yes, let's go.
Okay. Here we go. We're starting off strong, guys. We're going to start off strong. The opening sentence is, Jess plunges her three fingers into Asher's cunt.
Okay.
Also, can I just say that the name Jess is in like 99% of lesbian stories?
I guess it's technically Jessie. There's an E at the end.
Then yeah, it's for sure Jessie. You can't just make it Jess.
Amanda! I guess it's technically Jessie. You're one line in and you already gave this chick a nickname.
Sometimes the E is silent, right?
No!
Isn't there an IE too?
No, it's just. Oh, okay. Oh, well, not in this one, but that exists.
Okay,
yes.
Reread the first sentence.
Jesse plunges three fingers into Asher's cunt, splitting her open, pushing hard past any resistance. Asher is on the tip of her toes, back arched, ass out, legs stretched long, hands and arms and cheek, and even the tops of her breasts thrust against the glass. To the floor-to-ceiling hotel window.
Ooh.
Oh, they're fucking against a hotel
window.
Oh, my
God. There's nothing better than hotel sex.
Yeah, hotel sex is pretty good.
It's the best.
Okay.
I'm really sorry
that I'm staying in a hotel with you.
I got my own room. Don't worry.
I don't.
She cries out. She drools. And it slides down the glass, leaving a wet trail. Is she okay? Is she sick? Downtown Seattle's skyline and Puget Sound are glittering beyond the glass, the night as clear as a realism painting, and just as romantically blurred around the edges with the damp ocean air salting the city's lines. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. This voice acting happening right now is too much.
Asher can't much speak. She babbles words and mostly sounds, guttural and low.
I'm sorry, is she drooling and babbling?
Yeah.
She's a baby.
What is happening?
Did she come from some sort of institution? Like, should we be concerned for the safety of Asher?
I'm honestly worried about Asher.
Okay. She babbles words and mostly sounds guttural and low come from her throat. She's being taken apart from the inside out. This sounds like she's being murdered.
Yeah, it really does. Or giving birth.
You know, one or the
one
other.
Of those. Same thing.
Jesse is sweating and so sweet on Asher. Oh, this is not from Jesse's perspective. That's interesting. Everybody else, everything else we've read has been first person.
Oh, yeah. So this is an, like, omniscient narrator, yeah, watching.
Jesse is sweating and so sweet on Asher as she can barely stand it. Even Asher's skin is sweet. She leans in for another nibble at Asher's shoulder. And Asher gasps and leans back into her in response. Jesse reaches around her to twist and pull on her dark brown nipples, so hard and stiff after being pressed up against the cool glass.
Have you guys ever seen someone fucking through a window?
No, but I've seen somebody masturbating while looking out a window.
What? Wait, explain the logistics of that.
We were at the
while looking out a window makes it seem like, you know, sometimes you see people like absentmindedly chopping things and like looking out the window, like wondering about their life. I now just have a visual of someone jerking off being like, what am I going to be doing in 5 years?
Existential masturbating. We were at the Lowe's Hotel because you know how when you go to the Lowe's Hotel, you can kind of just like sneak up to go into the pool and you don't have to...
Oh, yeah.
If you walk with confidence, you can get into any hotel pool. So we were at the pool and we were like chilling and looking up at a window and there was just a guy who was standing there, but you could see his arm doing something. We were like...
He was probably getting off on the fact that people were watching.
Yeah. Probably.
I thought of that because Ashley has this fucking bro that lives in the balcony across from
my her. Balcony bro. You guys, one time, I think we might have said this, one time me and Amanda just saw him reading a single piece of paper for like 2 hours. We're like, what the hell is he looking at?
Maybe he was memorizing something. It is LA.
Yeah, he's probably acting.
Wait, so anybody else?
What was your story, though? Did you...
Oh, no, I have seen people... So there's a hotel downtown where it's a big apartment building, skyrise, and there was a night I was there for my friend's birthday party, and we saw, like, 3 people fuck at 3 different times. And I was just like, do you guys not have shades, or is this like what you're into?
Listen, here's the thing I will say. One time I went to a hotel and was like walking around butt naked, and then I was like, people can't see here, right? Definitely can't. And we're like, no, that's like how they build these buildings. It's like one-way mirror type stuff. We were walking outside the hotel, looked up, just can see everyone. I was like butt naked looking outside being like, you think people can see me?
You're like stretching. You're like,
literally, I always assume that too. I'm always like, yeah, but like who would be looking?
Well, if it's like, if it's daytime and the lights aren't on, I think you're fine, right?
Maybe. Because I saw those other people.
Oh, okay.
All right. What are we? Right. Are we listening to a story? What's going on?
We just had a hotel sex segment. The hotel is sleek and modern, mostly gray. Some black and white highlights dot the room. This is an interior design. Before we had a farmer. Last time we had a farmer who wrote this. This is an interior designer. One whole wall is windows. It was a gift this hotel weekend where they have been holed up, giggling on the pillows and fucking leisurely, with nowhere to be and nothing to do. For Asher's master's graduation, good for Asher.
Wow, good for you, girl.
Good for you.
And why is she drooling that
she's studying exhausted, too hard, honestly.
For Asher's master's graduation and her final completion of her practicum hours. Now that the summer is over, she's even got an entry-level position at a clinic on Capitol Hill. Jesse starts her senior year of college in a few days. Oh, there's an age difference.
Ooh,
there.
Senior year? Of
older
college?
Woman.
One,
so
yeah,
one's a master's and the other one's...
One is just the senior year, so that's whoa, like 21 and maybe
drink.
25.
That's 20. Senior year of college?
Yeah.
She's not even 21.
I was 21 my senior year of college.
I turned 21 my senior year.
But yeah, we both have summer birthdays.
Mm-hmm. I guess I was 21 my senior year too, but still.
Wow, you just got outraged for no reason.
She's young, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, there's an age difference here for sure. But for now, there's only the two of them. Luscious and wild.
You can't just say the name of the title like that.
So eager for each other and so hungry for more. Now that Jesse has opened up this dominant thing. By the way, dominant is capitalized.
Yeah, I think it's because it's like submissive and dominant.
Wait, really?
It's a proper noun.
Oh.
I noticed that too in mine.
Now that Jesse has opened up this dominant thing, it is blooming in her like the flowers in the arboretum after the first stripe of sun growth in March. Colorful and vibrant and made to be there. Okay. When they first settled into the hotel, Jesse tied Asher to the bed and blindfolded her.
With a tomato.
With a tomato. Then left her.
Hey, we didn't do casting.
We can do casting.
Who's Jesse and who's Asher? Okay, we know that one of them is a 22-year-old.
And one of them is 25. And Asher was the one who's drooling up against the glass. We haven't really gotten much description of them, but...
Yeah, I'm picturing Asher... like a Ruby Rose type.
Even though she's being the submissive one?
Oh, Asher's the submissive.
Yeah, Asher was the one against the...
Okay.
So Asher's also the older one.
Mm. Oh, Asher.
Oh, so maybe Asher's Sarah Paulson. And then the...
Masters, okay.
And then the submissive is... Or no.
Jesse's the one who's about to start her senior year.
Okay.
Who's young and up and coming right now?
Haley Steinfeld.
Ooh, I can't and picture Sarah Paulson
and Haley Steinfeld.
Wow. Who's like smart and witty? Chloe Grace Moretz.
And Sarah Paulson?
Yeah. They kind of look like each other.
Yeah, they feel like
two blonde sisters.
I don't know.
We're really trying to figure this out, y'all.
This one is
we need to have actors pulled up.
This one's tricky.
Let's hear more about them, then maybe they'll come to us.
When they first settled into the hotel, Jesse tied Asher to the bed and blindfolded her, then left her, spread-eagled, while Jesse put away their clothes and unpacked the bag of groceries they brought. Okay.
So practical.
She planned on spoiling Asher every minute of these three celebratory days and two nights. Asher kept talking, guessing, asking Jesse questions, but Jesse only answered simply, or, yes, I think so. Or... if you ask for it, honey, you can have whatever you want. When Jesse finally felt situated, she strapped on. Whoa! Okay. She strapped on.
This is our first strap on, I think.
Yeah. This is baby's first strap on.
Zaddy's first strap on.
Zaddy's first strap on. She strapped on and slid inside Asher, slowly, fucking her gently and sweetly, bodies rocking together as Asher sucked Jesse's fingers into her mouth. And Jesse touched her clit in the soft, fast way she'd learned Asher liked until she came. So that was like a paragraph of sex, guys. They're done with it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Cool. Do we have any idea of who we want? Jesse's strapping on while Asher, the older one, is tied up. I'm kind of into Chloe Grace Moretz and Sarah Paulson now, to be honest.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with it. Let's roll with it.
Chloe Grace Moretz has like a lot of spunk.
So Chloe Grace Moretz is fucking Sarah Paulson with a strap on. Everybody got that mental image in their head? Great.
Another rumor to spread. We're going to get like sued for defamation.
Any characters here are strictly based and fictional.
Yeah. Jesse had big plans for the scenes in this room for the weekend, and what would they do with those amazing windows? A vision started coming to Jesse as she worked and out her third orgasm since the elevator. They fucked in the elevator.
Whoa, shit.
They are fucking all over this hotel.
All over the hotel weekend sex.
Also, yeah. Wait, valid. Did they hit the emergency button in the elevator? Or
they just, was it a quickie? Maybe
that's
they're on the
so quickie, like 22 seconds?
I mean, we don't know how tall this hotel room is.
Yeah, but what about other people on the other floors?
Yeah. What? Are they in Dubai?
Hey, that'll give you 100 floors, but if you're in Seattle, I don't know if I'd buy it.
I would love to, let's plan that out. Or let's see how many seconds from the bottom floor to the top. Has anybody ever had elevator sex?
No, I'm too scared to even kiss in an elevator. I feel like someone will walk in. And...
yeah. When it was time, Jesse waited until Asher asked for it. It didn't matter how, she just had to form the words. It was what Asher most wanted most of the time. To be confronted with her own desire and made to look at it directly. Befriend it, stop pretending like it was someone else's want that was driving the scene. It wasn't that Jesse was overpowered by lust and just had to take her right there, right now. Though that was fun too. It was Asher's craving for being torn up, filled up, degraded, humiliated, and used.
Damn.
And used that was the impetus for most of their play.
Is this Sarah Paulson who wants to be degraded?
This is, yeah, that's who we have it cast as.
Yeah. Damn. I understood the...
You know, I have heard a lot about, like, powerful women wanting to be submissive in the bedroom. Sense. Because, like, someone who, like, is getting their masters and, like, we don't want to shame anyone for what they want as long as it's consensual.
But, yeah. I think a certain level of, like, degradation could be hot, but I wouldn't want someone being, like, you fucking bitch.
Like, just imagining if, like, somebody asks you to be degrading to them, I would just...
Oh, yeah, I would... I don't think I could do it to someone else.
Yeah.
No way.
Be like, your pot roast wasn't that great last week. I'm so sorry, I didn't mean it. I'm so sorry. I just feel so guilty.
I didn't like those pants you tried on at Zara.
Really, really kind lesbians trying to do... trying to degrade. Jesse loves seeing her so filled to spilling over with her own lust that she would draw courage from some unknown well and finally start bubbling with request after request. Maybe that's why Jesse used so much bondage, to keep Asher still and seeping in it when she finally spilled open. It's like spilled open another term for orgasm and like coming?
I guess so.
I don't know. I'm just like picturing a grapefruit though. Yeah. Every time they say it, I'm just like...
Do you often spill grapefruits? I don't
understand.
They're
very juicy. I keep going to like a grapefruit every time they use this language.
Your safe word.
Yeah.
Grapefruit. Grapefruit is your safe word. Being tied up is restrictive, sure, but it can also be profoundly meditative and take someone into a safe holding where more things are possible. Jesse loved unlocking Asher's tongue. The fuck does that mean?
Yeah, it's like maybe level it's like, unlocked.
It's like furled up because of a lot of tension.
Yeah.
Asher is drooling. Her tongue's locked.
That's why she's drooling. Because her tongue's locked.
Okay. She had also discovered that one of Asher's most favorite things was for Jesse to get off. Well, that's nice of her, right?
That's sweet.
It's everyone's favorite thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, right? Maybe it's that...
Mine's for me to get off, actually.
Kirsten's motto is Kirsten first. Maybe it's that fetish for being used, but for Jesse to lower her own cunt down over Asher's mouth to fuck her, to jerk off over her chest or face or even right next to her cunt.
She's sitting on her face.
I think we're doing face sitting.
Masturbating over her face.
Oh.
Much like the man that Amanda saw staring out the window.
She's existentially masturbating over her face.
Existential masturbation is like sounds like a bad name.
Oh my god, DM it right now. Hashtag existential masturbation.
And to have some spectacular orgasm, yelling and moaning, and then to leave Asher there, panting and waiting. That was what got Asher writhing and squirming, begging to be used again. So it was with great mutual pleasure that Jesse racked up orgasms like points in a pinball game during the hotel weekend. She kept track, telling Asher aloud how many times it had been. Okay. In Asher's ear at the hotel window, Jesse whispers, 7, Asher. I'm all the way up to 7.
7 and, orgasms?
Yeah. Okay. And how many times have you come? Oh, so wait.
Jesse's, like, getting Asher off by telling her how much she's gotten off.
That weekend.
Wait, okay. Asher whimpers. Her clit is hard and swollen. Her lips puffy and thick. Her mouth is red from sucking. How many? Once, Asher whispers.
It seriously sounds like she's having an allergic reaction every time they just grab her.
Her mouth,
like, get her a Benadryl.
She's drooling. Her mouth is red.
She's swollen.
Her lips are... Her lips are puffy and thick. Are those vagina lips? Are they?
She needs an EpiPen, not an orgasm.
Get this woman an EpiPen, not an orgasm.
At the end of this, she's gonna stab her
radish,
leg and be
radish,
like,
oh. "I need an EpiPen."
She's like, "I have been having this reaction for the whole weekend." Jesus,
and
Christ.
All you keep doing is making me come.
I told you we couldn't have a lobster dinner. I'm allergic to shellfish.
That's right, once. And you weren't really supposed to be coming, were you? You just couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. You made me do it. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I like following your rules. It was too much. I couldn't help it. She thrums the words in that husky low tone she gets when she's so turned on. Shh, it's okay, baby. I know. It was my fault. I don't expect to fuck you that much and not have you come. At least sometimes. Okay, I'm bored with this.
Yeah, what's going on?
Fast forward.
I like our story better where she's having an allergic reaction to shellfish.
All right, so she slides fingers in again.
Tomato. Surprising amount of tomatoes in this paragraph.
I don't know where the strap-on went, though.
Yeah, where did that go?
You gotta watch
that. That got misplaced somewhere, along with the EpiPen.
All right, so she's, like, negging her some more and asking her how many times she's gonna come. Is negging the right word?
Yeah.
Okay. Now she's asking to come if she could.
Is that all dumb and submissive is? I feel like I've watched...
It's just begging
to come.
I've
watched two of the 50 Shades movies with my friends as, like, a joke. And it literally, we go on Valentine's Day and it's so funny, but all of it is just being like, do you want to come? And then being like, yes, please. It's 90% of the movie. And then helicopters. This one was like 10 music videos strung together.
Oh my God.
Okay, so Jesse is just now making Asher come a lot.
I think that's usually the theme with these.
Because now they're counting off how many times she's orgasming. Like, Asher's actually...
How many are we at now? Like, 12?
3. Oh. 4.
Wait, I thought she was already on 7.
No, I think... See, that's where it got fucked up. Is no, that... Because Asher said once.
Jesse is getting off 7 times. Remember, she, like, sat on her face and, like, got off...
Yeah.
On not being able to get... Or the other girl not being able to get off.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's just go... We're gonna... We have another... On the last page, we're gonna go right into some begging. Here we go. 4, please, 4, Jesse, please, 4. Asher begs. She squirms and tries to close her legs, trying to back off from the orgasms that still want to claim her cunt.
Oh, so she's edging. But.
Maybe. She's claiming her cunt for Jesse.
Wow, reclaim the cunt.
Reclaim the cunt.
Reclaiming my cunt. Reclaiming my cunt.
Wait, reclaim the cunt is vagina monologues.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
Let the vagina have a monologue.
Okay, anyway. Now, do it, comes Jesse's reply, low and growly as Asher's neck. Jesse bites at her earlobe, and Asher throws her head back to the rest on Jesse's shoulder, sighing, breathing, still moaning those sounds from her throat. One more, Jesse reminds her. One more, and then we're all done. Can you do it again? This sounds like a workout scene. Yeah.
One more, then we're all done. Come on, babe.
No, I don't want to.
Come on, I just need one more from you.
One more orgasm. Let's go.
Do anything 2 more times. That's what my trainer used to say.
You can do it. Remember how you told me 5? Because earlier in the story, she said she would want to do it 5 times. Actually, you said, how many do you want me to come? But I want 5. So 5 it is. That's one more. Jesse makes the gentlest circles over Asher's swollen cunt, soft and fast on her clit.
She's dying.
Her
vagina is infected now.
I can't, Jesse. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my fuck.
Oh,
fuck.
Jesus. I just had a horrible flashback. I used to sleep with this guy that whenever he was coming, he would say, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I was like, yeah, the same feeling every time, dude. Like,
were you fucking Christopher Walken?
Oh, God.
That's so funny.
So I just had a terrible flashback to that.
I'm so
great
sorry.
Sex.
PTSD.
So sorry about that. Ugh. Asher trails off and comes again. Good for Asher. Legs shaking, body humming, throat humming.
Yeah, this is post Soul Cycle for sure.
Yeah,
this is like what I'm like after Soul Cycle. I'm like, I can't move. My body's humming. My legs are shaking.
This person never has actually had sex. They're just describing what happens after a workout. After
somebody give me an EpiPen.
It's got to be similar to that.
After you do Soul Cycle while having an allergic reaction. Yeah.
You just collapse onto the floor with giant lips.
I can't believe you made me. You are incredible. I love you. Oh,
that's nice. Sweet.
Asher nuzzles into Jesse's shoulder, and Jesse, well, let's also remember that Asher is Sarah Paulson and mm-hmm. Jesse is Chloe Grace Moretz. And Jesse braces herself against the bed to hold them up, to hold them both upright. They laugh and talk and stroke each other, doing that post-fucking hazy loopy thing where everything is hilarious and important. Eventually, Jesse
says... Sometimes you just sleep.
Or sometimes you pee so you don't get a UTI, yeah. But...
Smart. And that's a... We'll just take a break today to talk about how peeing is good after sex yeah. So you don't get a UTI.
This podcast brought to you by cranberry juice. Ocean spray. Have it your way.
Eventually, Jesse says, my foot's asleep. And also...
Wait, really?
Soul cycle, y'all. My feet are always numb.
Eventually, Jesse says, my foot's asleep and also want some food? Okay, that feels real. Yeah, that feels good.
Okay.
Asher lights up. I'm starved. I feel like I have never even eaten before. What? I feel like I've never eaten before, ever. I want all the things.
Is that what it
says? But you just ate. Is that the last line?
No.
Oh.
Jesse starts untangling and moves to stand. Oh, that's good, because we bought all the things at the grocery store before we came. I'm hungry, too. Come on, let's get up. You okay to stand?
Okay, it got just a real Brady Bunch inexplicably at the end. Good thing, Jan, because we just spun
Let me just take off my strap-on and get in the kitchen.
Yeah, okay. Asher reaches up for Jesse's arm and accepts help to get steady on her feet. The end.
Girl's got sea legs.
From all those five From orgasms those five. Simultaneously wow. Right in a row.
Oh, wow. That was something.
You guys, what we learned is always have some Zyrtec by your bed. Antihistamines are your friend.
Oh, man.
And also, during hotel sex, someone might be able to see you.
Yeah. Mainly, someone can for sure see you, so don't press your body. Yeah,
don't drool
against
the window. Why would make it sexy.
If people are watching, at least make it sexy.
Yeah, don't be drooling against the window.
Okay, what do you guys think is your favorite kind of erotica now? I feel like we've had a lot of different types of stories. We've had, like, pure, like, weird Dracula that's, like, theme genre. Mm-hmm. This last one was, we had the tomato one. This one was just, like, we start straight with fucking. What was the other one that we had? Someone was, like...
That was It was her birthday, and she was forced to do a threesome.
Oh, yeah. That one was fucked up. I think my favorite has been the farm one, weirdly.
Same. I think my favorite I like a setting.
Yeah. I could really picture that one. The scene was really set.
Weirdly, I like my erotica where the sex doesn't happen right away. Yeah. I like when you can feel some tension happening.
Mm-hmm. I liked Dracula.
Dracula had a setting.
I like when it's so bad it's funny.
Yeah, that one, Dracula was definitely a ride.
I feel like that's going to be like the fanfic that we have to write because someone's inevitably going to give us weird topics and mm-hmm. pairings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tweet at us with the hashtag QueerAFWrites and give us, what are they giving us?
Are you drunk? Do you need an EpiPen? I have one.
And give us some ideas for different erotica that we can write with to come.
Give us a suggestion of it. Okay. So tweet at us with the hashtag QueerAFWrites, WRITES, and give us a suggestion of a topic and then a pairing that you'd want us to write about, and maybe we will write your fic for you.
And may I suggest dirt for Amanda?
Jesus Christ.
Dirt.
Please incorporate dirt.
It can be real or fake pairings. Preferably fake. I think it'd be funny. And it can be cross-genre fiction.
The one rule is you can't include the three of us.
Please don't.
Or anyone that we're...
Yeah, we won't write about anyone that we know.
Yeah.
I might.
You bitch. A long pause. I might.
I wish you could
Back
see
to your
her
Grubhub
face.
Days.
So evil.
Cool. If you want to support queer content, please donate to our Patreon. It is patreon.com/girlshiptv.
This podcast was brought to you by Girlship TV.
Yeah. So that's why we're all here. Also, go subscribe to Girlship TV on YouTube, because we do, you'll be able to see our faces instead of listen to our faces.
We've done two videos, the three of us, on Girlship. We did a Hayley Kiyoko watch and the worst lesbian movie slash, it was so beautiful and then I got ruined by that dude.
And the next first one, I think you need to react to that King Princess video, 1950. It's so good.
Okay, Kirsten.
I love it. I love it so much.
If you want to find Zaddy Amanda on social media, you can find her at... Why am I talking in third person? This is Zaddy Amanda, and you can find me at Awkward Holland on Twitter and Instagram.
This is Co-Zaddy Ashley Perez, and you can find me everywhere at ITS Ashley Perez with no E.
And this is Step Zaddy Kirsten, and you can find me at Kirsten L. King on Instagram and Kirsten King _ on Twitter.
Cool. Thanks for listening, guys.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Grapefruit.